what it is that we're seeing. We're going to be joined by Sue Crinqua, who's been 9 years the chairperson of the festival, and she, in her capacity of working with school, at school, has an opportunity to know the kids and the whole festival's for kids, and so we're going to be talking with her quite a bit. In fact, let's Sue. How are you?
Oh, just fine. Just walked down the parade route.
Let's get real close. Real close.
Just walked down the parade route. Lots of people out there, smiling faces. I don't know what's happening in the sky, but maybe it'll blow away.
The formation area organized. You said there was last minute changes. There always are.
Oh yes, always last minute changes. Somebody needs to go through the parade twice, so we have to put them at the first and the last. So, few changes. Nothing serious.
Well, we do this kids, and we have a lot of kids, and the change in format this year.
Right, lots of kids. They're in the Central Washington Bank parking lot ready to come through the parade.
And we'll look forward to it. Our broadcast coverage, a presentation of Allison here in Manson, and from Allison's we have Kelly Podkranik.
Good morning.
Looking forward to you helping us out with some of the descriptions and names and those kinds of things.
Thank you. I want to know where my cheat sheets are.
And it's good that we don't have any. That's why you're here.
We'll punt, right?
Yeah, that's okay. Good to have you on the air with
Thank
us
you.
Again.
Thank you. Good to be back.
At Allison's, art show has been going on. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, it's annual. The high school students from Manson and Chelan bring all their works, and we strip the gallery that's upstairs, and they bring all their goodies, and that's from photography, pencil sketches, oil paintings, acrylics, things like that, and they display them for 2 days, and they've been judged, and they're asking people to come up and vote for their choice.
Okay, so we have a people's choice that's yet to be announced, right?
That's correct, and we need everybody to participate in that.
Let's talk about some... What was that, Ray?
Oh, Steve, I was just going to say, I have our long-distance line waiting to go on the air. If you'd like me to go ahead and do that and come back to you, we can do that.
That would be fine.
Would you like to?
Yeah.
Okay, be right back there as KOZI Steve Bykwist and Kelly Podkranik are getting ready to do Apple Blossom Parade 1992 from out in the Manson area. Steve, you might check your mic cord still. I still am hearing things cutting in and cutting back out as you're talking there. It's 3 minutes after 10 o'clock, and let's go to Line 5. Hope you're still there. This is Second Cup, and you're on the air. Good morning, Line 5. Hi.
Hi. Thank you. I live in Brewster, and we've made some quilts that fold into pillows and some other crafts, and we're going to have them out in the yard today for Mother's Day gifts for sale.
They fold into pillows?
Hmm.
You make them?
Yes, I do.
Oh, what a neat idea. How many can you make in a month's period of time?
Well, in less than a week, I made 7.
Oh, my goodness. What do they sell for?
They're $25 a piece. They're okay. Gorgeous.
Okay, and where are you located in Brewster?
Off Griggs Street.
Bridge Street, huh?
Briggs,
B-R-I.
The parade format this year, the younger people of the community will be coming down with their own color guard, and there'll be bikes and wagons and all sorts of things. Looking forward to that. The kids are what it's all about, and following that, we will then have the adults portion of the parade, and that will have its own color guard, and then a number of entries. Bands will be judged here. The Queen, actually, though, I guess, would be selecting the best. Her favorite band is band number one, but they're doing some other critical judging for just comments to the band directors, a little critique. But there won't be the 1-2-3 order as we have seen in the past here. What do you think, Kelly?
Well, Steve, you know, it's just as exciting as always. People wonder how long does the parade last. We're looking at about an hour. Right.
Mm,
an hour-ish, maybe.
Maybe.
Everybody from Chelan, Manson, other schools coming up to participate. Nice big crowd. There's still room on the street, so everybody can come sit, stand, watch the fun.
And we still have registering for the Pig Jig 2 and 5K event. That's going on right across from where you'll have chicken noodle dinner, as a matter of fact, up at the Legion Hall. And I believe Jennifer Martin's there. We'll be going to Jennifer in just a moment. We have also going on day-long at Wabato Point Plaza, the Antique and Classic Auto Car Show, along with the Art Show day-long, an Arts and Crafts Show happening. We're ahead of the pageant this evening, which is at 7 o'clock, and then 9 o'clock, the big dance with King Biscuit this evening. So we have a full day's activities. And thank you very much for joining us here on KOZI, KOZI FM Chelan. And if I'm not mistaken, we have an opportunity to go to Jennifer Martin, who's probably up taking a look at or... tasting already the chicken noodle. This is a preview of things to come. Jennifer?
I heard that, Kelly. We are here at the Legion Hall, and we are watching the preparations of the chicken noodle dinner. I'm here with Barbara Cooper. Now, you told me before, I'm just serving coffee. I don't want to go on the radio, but you know the general stuff about the chicken noodle dinner. Now, when is it going to start?
Right after the parade.
How long does it go?
Until everybody is served.
Now, that's got to be a lot of chicken noodle stuff. Now, how much do you have here? How much did you prepare?
A lot.
I mean, are we talking gallons or?
Yes.
Hundreds of gallons or? She's calling for help. She doesn't know any of this stuff. There are rolls, and I can smell.
34 dozen.
34 dozen rolls. If that gives you any idea of how many folks they want to feed here today, the chicken noodle did. Ooh, applets and cutlets coming out of the box as well, and apple pies that are just unbelievable. They smell wonderful. So come on down to the Legion Hall right after the parade and get your chicken noodle dinner. 200 pounds of chicken, Steve. That's the final word. 200 pounds of chicken.
200 pounds of chicken, and we're ready to do the chicken noodle dinner. We're also ready to do the Manson Apple Blossom Parade for 92, the 72nd edition. And we have Sue Crinklaw, who has been 9 years chairperson. 9 years. It's coming together for you.
Yes, it is. It's coming together nicely. Things are starting off great with our color guard from our local Veterans of Foreign Wars leading the parade.
Commander is Dick Smith. We have Dana Smith, Ron James, and Dave Stinnerson with the colors. Followed by the, this is your stuff. Followed by the young people of the community. Sue?
Yes, here they come, all the nice children in our schools. Front row is Dane Lumen, Christopher Walter, Elias Gonzalez, and Myra Sanchez with our American flag. They're going so quickly, it's going to be hard to say all their names, but you can see there they are with their lovely smiles. Give them a wave, give them a wave.
These young people here, the particular group.
This is a third grade campfire group. They're dressed from different countries. It looks like the Jamaican Islands were the popular one. They see a lot of hula skirts and things like that in that group of third grade bluebirds.
Preceded by the Boy Scouts, the campfire, then the bluebirds. This group is?
Well, I'm not too sure what this group is. It looks like the Color My World throwing candy with a paint can. And then another bluebird group, which is from Chelan. Another group of bluebird and campfire girls from the Chelan area coming to be in our parade.
And
it's colorful.
The Apple Blossom Festival change in format. Why did we do this?
Well, for one thing, the kids needed to be in the parade so they could be seen. Oftentimes they get lost amongst the floats and things. So we thought if they led the parade, they'd also have a chance then to sit down with their parents and view the festivities.
An opportunity to get the family together afterwards then.
That's correct. Uh-huh. We see a bicycle group coming down, and I missed the first couple letters, but I think it spells pack something. Maybe their pack number. Third grade boys from Manson.
The chicken noodle dinner right after the parade is one of the big fundraisers for the festival.
Right, 190 pounds of chicken were cooked yesterday and deboned, and noodles were made the first of the week, so things should be great there. They always do a good job of putting on a good meal for our folks.
Compact 34,
yes. We're on their bicycles. Even their leader's riding, Chris Anderson. And a skateboarder, some little guy. He's going to be a scout someday, so he wanted to be in the parade today. And Valerie Flores, a second grader, riding her decorated bicycle colorfully.
Our broadcast coverage of Festival 92, a presentation and service of Allison's, the Burger Barn, Manson's the Store, Seabay Hardware, Mountain View Garage, and Lakeland Building Supply, Jennifer Martin on the parade route somewhere. Jen. Apparently not ready to go on the air with us.
So
continuing with some of the young people in the community moving through the parade route at this point in time. Once again, Sue?
Yes, here we come with some more children. Little kids with their bikes decorated with colorful balloons wanted to be a part of the parade. Anybody that comes, I believe it's a local preschool that's putting those children through. And then the Recycle Cool Cats from the Chelan Manson area. They've been in the parade the last couple years. Celeste and Annalisa McDaniel, don't they look cute? One seeing the world, you see her? And Megan James and Muriel Barclay Alma, colorfully decorated. Now we have our M&O Levy float. This float was designed and built by students and people from the Manson community and to support our levy, urging people to get out and vote yes on May 19th. You'll see all kinds of kids from grade school, high school, there on the float, decorated it nicely. I see Leslie Johnson waving, and Josie Quillen, and Morgan Frazier, and Misty Dawn Pearson, and Tiffany Foster, and Lenora Jones. They're all happy. Get out and support the kids May 19th. Vote yes.
Okay, that is May 19th, of course, the maintenance and operation levy, which has been a reduced amount this time around, the second time that it is being presented to the community. Sue, what's this?
Harding Preschool, Christmas preschool here in the Manson community, and a number of her children are riding the float. Thank you. Future M&O levy supporters.
And our broadcast coverage of Festival 92. Continuing as we move a bit into the adult portion, I guess, of the parade. From the American Legion, 40 and 8, their locomotive moving through the parade, representing Chelan and Edwards County.
Reminding you to be careful with fire.
And Chelan County Fire District number 5. This is really hectic, Kelly. This is amazing.
That'll make you jump. Lots of fun, huh? It's a big fire engine.
And the community getting together with the Fire District 5 folks moving through the parade, both their Class A pumper and the new tanker. And followed by the new vehicle being used by the EMS folks locally. Manson Fire Department coming up with a couple of new vehicles and have them here in the parade, and still a long ways away from the bands and floats that we look forward to describing and look forward to having. This is busier.
It's really busy. See Nancy Miller up in the EMS van with friends and lots of people downtown Manson. If you haven't gotten out here yet, come on down.
The theme of this year's float and the festival, Color My World. How was that portrayed, or how was it carried out in the float?
Well, our float this year is very colorful, Steve, with decorated in red, blue, and green. The girls are from different areas of the world, one being south of the border with the red colorful outfit, one a Japanese girl in blue, and then our Irish with the green. Real colorful float. Designed, decorated, everything by Adrian Carpenter. She just does a marvelous job. But right now we have our Grand Marshals, Dick and Shirley Cochran.
Long time active in the community, people.
That's right. If you were downtown earlier this morning, Shirley was back at the 4-H Petting Zoo sweeping up the hay, and now here she is riding in the parade.
Dick and Shirley Cochran have been active in 4-H and FFA and fair and school, and it just goes on and on and on. They're over 30, 40-year residents of the community. I can't remember. Long time.
Well, Mr. Cochran was my teacher back in high school. Does that say anything?
Mr. Cochran was, and she referred to him as Mr.
Yes,
Cochran.
Yes, she did, just
going?
Like a student and a teacher.
Okay, we're a ways away from the beginning, actual beginnings of the bands and floats and those kinds of things. This first group has gone by so terribly quickly. But Parade Grand Marshals Dick and Shirley Cochran, next we'll be seeing the bands from Manson and the Manson float. And then probably a half hour or so of activity and parade. We'll be back with more in just a moment. I'm Steve Bykwist along with Sue Trinkloff and Kelly Podkranik from Festival 92, the 72nd Festival. More in a moment.
Had enough of those Mickey Mouse burgers with their stringy fries? Come on back to the barn, the Burger Barn. Hunger for sandwiches? Take your pick at the barn. 3 different chicken sandwiches, including chicken cordon bleu, and 9 different burgers. Add a little zip with jalapeno burgers. Mild, medium, or hold on to your hat, baby. The Burger Barn. During Apple Blossom only, cool off with an apple shake. From the Burger Barn in Manson. Happy Apple Blossom with apple shakes from the Burger Barn.
Railroad ties have been hard to come by, but Lake Chelan Building Supply, your true value store of first choice, has been able to find some number two ties. Now, not the best ever, not the worst either, but the price certainly is right at $6.75. They're 8 and 9 foot long, and at this price, delivery's going to have to be extra. But there's an additional price discount when you need 25 or more. Lake Chelan Building Supplies, railway ties at just $6.75. Also, special discounts now on roofing metal at Lake Chelan Building Supply, your true value store of first choice in Manson.
And a reminder, this is the day for the third annual Chelan High School alumni baseball game. This year's game will kick off at, it's not kickoff in baseball, is it? 12 noon today. Ball players graduating from Chelan in even years will face off against players graduating in odd numbered years. And if you'd like more information, Dave Cullen, 682-5134, the number to call. Back to Manson we go.
Our broadcast coverage of the Festival 92, the 72nd edition, brought to you by Mountain View Lodge, Lakeland Building Supply, just two of the many stores and shops helping us out today. Have a lot of things going on. Lions Club out doing their white cane, Chelan FFA doing shaved ice and selling tickets for the duck drop. Have Manson 4-H doing the petting zoo right next to Sea Bay Hardware. We have the Snowmobile Club across the way doing hamburgers and hot dogs to help raise money to groom trails and the like. The registration continuing for the 2 and 5K Pig Jig, which is immediately following the parade, actually begins at 12 noon. Have the folks cranking up and getting ready to do the chicken noodle dinner at the Legion Hall immediately following the parade. It's a busy, busy day. Invite you to take part. Come on out this evening, particularly for the pageant at 7 and the Queen's Ball for dancing to King Biscuit from 9 until 1 o'clock. The Manson Junior Senior High School Marching Band will be the first band that we will have an opportunity to listen to, and that should be with us just momentarily. Collins Loop, of course, is the music director there and has done a dynamite job. And we hopefully will have an opportunity to pick up a bit of their music here in the background. Kelly?
Oh, Manson High School Band coming along now. We've got, let's see, the flag bearers are Heather Smith and Jennifer Batchelor, and the band is playing Evil Ways today, and we salute the Manson High School Band.
Let's give a listen to the Manson High School Band now.
Has a barbecue set up in front of the Trout Building, and associates from that are going to help to put those uniforms. Right now, the band is probably going to perform again. Let's listen.
See, there's a rather ambitious project to going in the community to uniform these folks.
Yes, even the Burger Barn today is having a barbecue up in the area in front of the Trout Building. The proceeds from that are going to the Uniform Fund. Different businesses in the Manson community have been real supportive, trying to get these kids outfitted with some flashy uniforms. But don't they sound great?
The whole thing, Color My World, and we have an opportunity to take a look at the float now. Who do we have on board the float this year, sir?
Well, leading the float, dressed as in the beautiful red, is Danielle Whiting, Princess Danielle, and Princess Tara Jean is dressed as an Irish girl. She's sitting under a trellis of roses. Queen Mindy is standing in her beautiful white dress under a colorful world. It's made of PVC pipe and some hardcore foam, and the shapes of the world are outlined on this globe. And trailing the float is Tara Quirin, and she's dressed as a little Japanese girl under a pagoda. Again, Adrian Carpenter does a wonderful job designing and building this float. She gets a lot of support from her family, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful float.
Well, let's see if our expert commentary gal can describe it for us. Kelly, what is it?
The Color My World float is done in green felt, or rather a green plush, and trimmed with shiny blue and all kinds of gold beads with the world as the center and representatives from around the world, and spectacular colors, lots of gold, red, blue, lovely ladies.
And themed Color My World, designed by Adrian Carpenter again. Do you have any idea how many years Adrian's been doing this?
No, Steve, just at least as many as I've been in the Valley, I think. Pushing, I hate to say 8 to 10.
Golly. Manson Apple Blossom Royalty always has chaperones that are charged with keeping track of them. I know they were having difficulty keeping track as we moved through this morning, and chaperones were running around and chasing. And where'd they go now? Where'd they go? What are they up to? We have with us Kathy Miller.
Kathy Miller and Nancy Shreve, and they're riding in a yellow 1950 Mercury convertible owned and driven by Harold and Marilyn Jones of East Wenatchee. Harold and Marilyn restored this car 14 years ago after finding it abandoned in a field in Manson, and the restoration was done by Harold. Nice looking car.
Classic Mercury, 8-cylinder, 3-speed, with the Merc-O-Matic transmission. And it's ironic that the whole thing was found here in Manson and then restored.
And back to our plate again.
Next up, we have some members of the...
Lucian.
Yeah, that's preceded by Tommy the Tug. There's Tommy.
Isn't that cute?
Tommy the Tug is the effort of the Washington State Boating Officers Safety Group, and there are several Tommies around the state. Tommy is a tugboat, battery-operated, has eyes that wink, have horns that honk, has sirens that go off. Kids love him. He actually talks to the kids. He's honking. And in this case, one of the boating officer safety-type people who is operating it, running behind Tommy and talking to the kids, is Esther Stefanou. And Judy Wall is kind of escorting Tommy and making sure that the kids love Tommy. I've worked with Tommy as a boating officer in parades and things before. The kids run up and just love him to death.
Oh, I'm sure.
And they hug him and they wonder, who's running it?
And
who's running
it? Get to ride him?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, gosh. Come on.
Okay. From Blue Chelan, what do we have?
Blue Chelan in front of us now. They show us the colors of Blue Chelan as they pass out all their apples. Manson Apple Blossom Parade salutes our reason for being. The apples grown in the Lake Chelan area. Lots of kids on the float. Apples galore.
And some of the grower members of Blue Chelan are out passing out apples. Lots of kids taking advantage of same. Next up from Link, and of course we here in the Lake Chelan Valley and all of North Central Washington, fortunate now to have Link bus service with us. One of the new buses.
We're glad to have them on board.
And
Chelan County is proud of its newly formed Link bus system. Link buses form a wonderful service for the people of Lake Chelan, and our hats off to the Link in their first year of service. We've had lots of people had an opportunity to ride it. Have you ridden it yet, Steve?
Yes, I have, as a matter of fact. I enjoy doing that a couple of times. This is one of the buses that we're going to be seeing in service here in the Lake Chelan Valley this summer. They're going to be doing loops around the lake, and we'll have a couple of them actually assigned here, as I understand.
It'll be a short service, valley only.
Right, that's what
perfect.
I understand.
Wonderful.
Okay. Yes, have a couple of members of the Chelan County Sheriff's Department posse passing by. A group that was retired back in 1968 has been reformed and is assisting in search and rescues, those kinds of things. For the Chelan County Sheriff's Office. McCabe's Paint and Pre-Finish. With us, moving to Manson. What's the deal there, Sue?
McCabe's have purchased Tony Sarko's paint shop in the last couple months, and so they're moving out here, and it's going to be real nice to have that paint shop open again, and real glad that they could put an entry in the parade.
I noticed them moving those buckets of paint into and out of Tony's shop, so they're ready to go to work here.
I think they're going to have their doors open real soon for people to be able to purchase paint here again locally.
Very good, and thank you for entering our parade today, the 72nd edition, 1992, Manson Apple Blossom Festival. And next up, what do we have?
Good News Bears.
Well, we have Four Square Church, Royal Rangers, and the Good News Bears, and this is where children learn about the good news of Christ. Lots of kids from communities.
Good News Bears. Serving Jesus, thank you very much, from the Four Square Church, and a wave lot of kids.
Shiny, bright red, white little picket fence, and two, four, six, about a dozen and a half kids there.
And lots of teddy bears.
Lots of teddy bears. Good for the kids, Good News Bears.
Upcoming next is always a hit at the Manson Apple Blossom Festival Parade, from Chelan, the honor band this year for the parade. How do they select honor bands?
We just kind of rotate it by how many entries we've had throughout the years, and after a rotation, then you get to be the honor band again. It's just kind of an honor to be the first band in the parade, and of course, Steve Sturtz almost has a monopoly on that because he has to be in the parade twice. He comes down with his middle school band and then has to come down with the high school band. Gets to march the route twice, but we're glad to have him out here.
And this is the Chelan High Pirates and the honor band for the day today, and no doubt we'll have an opportunity just momentarily to hear from the group put together by Steve Sturtz, who has for years and years and years done an outstanding job with the band. The assistant director is Ed Burton this year, the pirate band with what, 86 members?
86 members, and they're playing El Capitan March today. Drum major Robin Eggers.
And our honor band this year, the Pirates. Big band, 86 members, sounding good.
They've got sharp-looking outfits on, and consistently won first and second place trophies in both the Manson and the Wenatchee Apple Blossom parades. And band has also taken a number of superior ratings and contests at festivals. Salute to the Lake Chelan Middle School Pirates.
Hey, what do we got here?
Looks like Tammy and Bill Harrison. Classic night. What's the year on
1965.
It? 1965 Ford Mustang fastback.
Apparently, Tammy's folks bought the car off the showroom floor, we're told, back in 1965. Been in the family ever since, sort of a one-owner deal.
Yeah.
Beautiful, classic.
Completely restored to its original condition, and really a classic.
Mustang fastback 2x2 in classic red. Upcoming next, we have from the Manson High School, the Hispanic group getting together.
And our thanks to Ron McClure and Greg and Sue Neff and Alice Kuyan and a lot of other people who helped these kids get this float together. Isn't this wonderful? That float won first place in the civic and commercial division. And the Four Square, which went by previously, received second place. And the Blue Chelan float, which we've also seen, is third place.
So we've seen the 1, 2, 3 floats in the civic and commercial division. Next we have
another classic car. Tony Sargo and his wife. They're in a 1947 Lincoln Continental. It's a maroon, and it's driven by John Snyder of Chelan. It's bought new in Spokane, one of the only 738 built.
And the Sargos in Manson are being honored as the Citizens of the Year this year, and that's Tony and his wife, 50 years here.
Boy, that's a long time.
Chelan County Fair Royalty are with us next. And welcome to the community for the Fair Royalty. Of course, they are promoting their festival, fair, get-together, which is in September. And get the opportunity to welcome a local gal.
Princess April Crum, and she's sponsored by the Manson FFA. April is the daughter of Danny and Jeanette Crum of Manson. Princess Heather Rainbow is the daughter of Jim and Diane Gamble. Heather is sponsored by the Wenatchee FFA, and Princess Briar Hopper is sponsored by the Catholic Youth Group and is the daughter of Harlan and Helen Hopper.
And, of course, they're here promoting the Chelan County Fair, and that's in September. And it's an opportunity to welcome April Crum to honor her, a longtime resident here. And her folks have been involved with the 4-H over here putting together the
petting zoo.
Uh-huh. They've been here several years doing that, and they're over working away at that right now. Next up, we have a kind of a kicky fun group from the Shriners, Lakeland Train Club.
Oh, Lakeland Apicors.
Yeah, they're right.
Shriners, they're always involved in the fundraising project to support the Shrine Hospitals for crippled children, and they also support burn centers throughout the United States, Mexico, and Canada. My grandpa, Vic Ashman, among one of them.
Yeah, just saw him go by.
He's zooming along.
They're traditionally have their three-wheelers, the little Honda 70s, and do a little routine for us here, which they are doing as we speak. Alcathief Shrine, and have numbers of them from the community.
They look like professionals, don't they, Steve?
That's fun. It's fun. I wonder how much do they practice for that? I mean, do they get together and, hey, let's go do that?
Oh, maybe. I'm quite sure they do. You know, Steve, something interesting about the Shriners Club, any qualified child under the age of 18 can be cared for free of charge. So, good group. Lots of donations go their way. Apple Shriners.
Okay, so we've got the routine going on. Next up, we have a Chrysler, yellow and black.
His wife, Betty, is with him. Ralph's been in our parade for a number of years. We're always glad to have him come. Welcome again, Ralph.
Ralph Freeland in yellow and black Chrysler 1927 model. Local car that has been totally restored by Ralph. And obviously... Got the ribbon. Big ribbon on the
You can tell he enjoys it, Steve.
Enjoys it. Yeah, love it. One of the bands that we look forward to hearing is just up the way, and we're going to have the Pioneer Middle School Band, the Bears, from Wenatchee. That in just a couple minutes, but we have a Ford Roadster going by.
Dick Clark, a 1936 black Ford Roadster. Lots of fun.
1936 Ford.
Isn't that pretty? That's beautiful. Ford Roadster.
Roadster, yes. Driven by Dick Clark. I believe he's driven the first couple other times. We're glad to have him back.
Didn't see a ribbon on the front, but it's surely deserving of one.
Yeah, next up we have the Bear Band, as we mentioned, from Wenatchee, a Pioneer Middle School there. This happens to be a band I used to march in, as a matter of fact.
Is that right?
Can you believe that? That was several years ago.
Yeah, love red and yellow and white. Blue, too.
Clark Huber. Name well-known in the music community. And the Pioneer Marching Band. Sounding group.
Yeah.
Have about 50 or so involved.
Oh, I recognize. I think that's Rosie Wiegand on the other side. You betcha.
Motorcycle with the sidecar, classic. What is it? Older Harley? I have no idea. I want to remind Shannon, come here. Let's talk a little bit about the Alpha Guild and the Schoolhouse. Tell us about the Alpha Guild Schoolhouse raffle.
You want to know about the Alpha Guild raffle? Is that what you said? Oh, for the Playhouse. Well, the Kevin Amston at the school took on that project as a volunteer from us, and he and his shop kids put it together for us. Then Bob Stratko has helped just tremendously with that. He put a lot of time into it. Then the guild got together the other night, and we've stained it and did a little outside work. Now we're going to get together again after the parade's over and do the interior work. And the tickets are $1. We're selling them up at the schoolhouse by the Legion Hall right now. And let's see, what else do you want to know? Oh, the drawing. It's going to be next Apple Blossom. So if you don't get your ticket today, you'll have an opportunity for a whole year to contact any Alpha Guild member. And we're going to have it at all the different places around. So you'll be seeing us for the next year in our schoolhouse.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Shannon. Well done. Have now a 1953 old convertible in the parade. Classic vehicle.
That's pretty. I'd like that one.
That's pretty. And our broadcast coverage, a presentation of the Burger Barn, have C-Bay Hardware. I want to thank the folks at C-Bay. for allowing us to use the power and all that sort of thing today. Allison would like to thank Nikki for letting Kelly join us in our broadcast coverage today. Next up, we have another classic vehicle. What is it?
It's a blue and gray convertible Mercedes-Benz 500K. Wow, that doesn't hardly look like a Mercedes. It is wonderful. Driven by Rich McCandless. Owner is Rich McCandless. It's a kit car from the classic Roadster.
Well, this is a 19...
Beautiful, beautiful vehicle.
That is fantastic.
Thanks for joining us for this year's festival. Again, 5K and 2K. Pick Jake will be immediately following the event today. We still have opportunities to register for that right up by the shed, truck shed. And while registration is going on there, we'll have all of the parades that are, all the rather cars that are in the parade going over to Wapato Point Plaza for the antique and classic auto display. And just tons of things going on this afternoon. We invite you to join us.
1957 Ford convertible. I know that. Tim Cameron. This is, he found this in a horse pasture in 1976 and bought it, I don't want to tell you how much for it. $250. He's,
wow.
Just to make the top work took a lot of work. You can see how that retracts. Wouldn't Elvis Presley be proud? Won a red ribbon, too. Thanks for coming.
And next up, we have an Eldorado convertible, huh, Kelly?
Aha, white, 1973, driven by Robert Cook. Nice-looking car.
And a couple of cars that are classics that are going to be on display, again, over by the entryway. Wapato Point immediately following the parade. Making the journey from Quincy, apparently, is our next entry in the parade, the junior high school marching band.
Oh, and this band's made up of 75 7th and 8th grade students. Band is directed by Greg Omi and features drum major Isuel Lopez, and for your pleasure today, they're playing old-time rock and roll. The Manson Apple Blossom Parade welcomes Quincy Junior Hawks to the 72 Apple Blossom Parade.
Okay, from Quincy.
Looking good, green and white.
Marching group from Quincy, and first time I remember seeing a Quincy band in the parade. So this might be a new deal for them. That's great. What's next? As we look up the parade lineup, we have several vehicles.
The air program.
Another large band appears to be headed our direction. Don't forget, immediately following the parade, one of the major fundraisers for the festival each and every year, chicken noodle dinner. You ready to do the dinner?
Well, maybe this afternoon.
That is an event that, raises really thousands of dollars that it takes to put this whole thing together. Representing DARE and Deputy England and a bunch of DARE folks. And from... Mostly, it looks like the Manson area, DARE kids, and a few other recruits.
Yeah.
In fact, some of them would be young enough that they would be looking forward to DARE, I would imagine. Okay. DARE to keep kids off drugs. Wayne County Sheriff's Office, the Drug Abuse Resistance Education Vehicle, a classic new black customized pickup truck, and would like to thank the sheriff's office and I believe Joelle Ford and of course the DARE students for participating in our parade today. Thank you very much, Dale. Additional classic vehicles will be headed our way, and they will all be getting together immediately following our parade. Opportunity to come to Manson, do maybe a little bit of shopping, and get to the Wapato Point entrance area down by the shopping center there, and take a look at some of the vehicles. What do we have here, Kel?
More classic cars. We've got a two-tone tan Ford pickup, 1935. It's got red wheels. That's an oldie. Driven by Nelson T. Hall. It was modified with a 454 Kid Chevrolet engine, restored at East Wenatchee in 1980.
Oh, wow.
It's a 1935 Ford pickup driven by Nelson.
I'd like to look under the hood of that.
Now, I've got a few family members that would really like to have that truck.
Yeah. Have a 1935 Ford classic pickup with a 454 in it. That thing ought to
move on down the road.
Scoot. I want to remind you of the Lakeland Snowmobile Club. They're right across the way after the parade is over. Take an opportunity to get to the area of the store for lunch. Another opportunity to eat. There's always eat.
I know. We love it. That's what parades are all about.
And they're raising money, of course, to do club projects, including trail grooming. Grooming over 100 miles. And this last year, they have done a dynamite job of it. What's next?
We've got another classic car. It's a white Ford. It's Model T. It's a hot rod, 1923, and it looks like it's real souped up. Driven by Andrea Stalker, and the owner is Jose Fernandez. It's humming.
There's a classic, and I bet you that thing's another one of those that's there. That's it. I'm not going to do it.
Do you think there are four seatbelts in there?
Yeah, there's three. We've got four kids in a little dinky car, four people. And there's too many police around. I was anticipating a little pitch to the wheel.
They're having fun. They're going slowly.
Okay. From Kashmir, always a dynamite band. Kashmir Middle School Marching Band.
They're proud to be presenting their school and community in this year's Manson Apple Blossom Parade. Chieftains, they're directed by band leader Dave Baldock. This year's band and their tradition is blue and white. Led by drum major, we're not sure. They're playing an exciting marching tune called Fiesta del Rio. The band is complemented by the Kashmir Middle School drill team under the direction and leadership of Ms. Laura Berry in blue and white. They're sounding good, too.
Let's listen to our group in Kashmir. Been a strong supporter of they've been to festivals forever.
Kashmir and Manson have a real thing going. A long time ago, we could not get our float to Kashmir's parade, and they wanted us so badly, they came up, got our float, hauled it to Kashmir, and returned it the following Sunday. Since then, we just have a real good friendship going with Kashmir, and we wouldn't miss their parade, and they wouldn't miss ours for anything.
I didn't realize that. How long ago did that happen?
About 6 years ago, before we purchased our van that hauls our float now. We had no way to get it there, and they said, we'll come get it. We want you here. So we just, they're kind of special now to us.
Well, that's an interesting story. So we've got the Kashmir float with us. Kelly, what are we seeing here?
Well, we see a float and it says Kashmir on it.
Okay.
We're going to hunt. We've got lots of gold and pink and apple blossoms. Let's go to two.
Pretty royalty, Kashmir. We don't apparently have it. Next up, we have we've been talking about this from Sea Day Hardware.
Seymour the Duck.
Seymour the Duck is in a custom vehicle. What, I don't know. This is a
little, looks like a little sand buggy. It's a duck buggy today.
Looks to me like we have.
Does that guy have a license?
Seymour the Duck is actually, it looks like what it is he's riding on. It's a wheelbarrow.
It is. It's a wheelbarrow.
Obviously, highly modified. And early, spiffy looking engine. Seymour the new Duck, the logo for the folks at Seabay. I want to thank them very much for allowing us to use their facilities like that. Well, earlier we had the Pioneer Middle School Band. We couldn't do it without the competition from Wenatchee at Orchard Middle School Band. Wow. Both the bands from Wenatchee, Pioneer Middle School Band, Orchard Middle School Band, are harbingers of things to come, and last weekend was theirs, the Washington State Apple Blossom Festival, and the Applearians are, as per usual, escorting. What do we have, Kelly?
Well, Wenatchee's having a party today. The 1992 Wenatchee Apple Blossom Festival float, commemorating the centennial of Wenatchee, with a theme, having a party. They're sponsored by Asmara Minerals, the Wenatchee Apple Shippers, and the Wenatchee Traffic Club. The float features Queen Marcia Turner. She's perched atop a tiered birthday cake, lots of hot pink. Accompanying the Queen are Princess Nicole Farrell and Kristen Elis. The deck of the float is covered with white fur cloth, and instead of pink, features arrangements of silk flowers, an array of rotating mirrored balls with white and silver streamers. Gorgeous. The Apple Blossom float was designed and built by Getty Design.
Yeah, the 1992 Wenatchee Apple Blossom Festival float. And the Antioch royalty next up, Princess Renee Hill, with Brandy and Tammy, the attendants, and from Antioch.
Yes, Princess Renee Hill and her attendants, Brandy McCloskey and Tammy Hurd, from Antioch. Here we have a couple of our school children. They are
One of the favorite bands of those here has always been the Chelan Goat Marching Band. And we're expecting some great things here momentarily from them. And Steve Sturtz zips through the parade with one group, runs up to the other end, and comes back through it again with his high school band. And that will be followed then by the award-winning Lake Chelan Float. And that took best in the community divisions at the Washington State Apple Blossom Festival last weekend. And I have seen that float go together over weeks, and they pulled out all the stops on this one. I was told by several people involved with the float that everything that they had wanted to do to a float, they did this year. And so we'll see what it looks like here in a minute. I know it'll be a crowd pleaser. But let's take an opportunity once again to listen to one of Steve Sturtz's group, high school band. Job or what, huh?
Yes, doesn't he? I believe that Ben won first prize down at Wenatchee last week for communities of their division. Same with their float, which is following the band, the Lake Chelan Float and Royalty Association Floodley Masquerade Float.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the float. And for that, Kelly.
Well, Steve, this year's winning float is called Masquerade. It's designed by Gisela Wyrick. Won the Community Sweepstakes Award and went at the Apple Blossom Festival. Queen Carmen Lampkin and Princess Rosa Mendoza are riding. Striking float in white, trimmed with maroon and gold, and slivers of glass all over it. Lovely silk. It's got perio clowns on it, it's a motorized clown up with
the
royalty. It's just incredible.
Done a dynamite job again this year. And that was the Community Sweepstakes Award winner for the Washington State Apple Blossom Festival, the final float, really final entry for this year's parade. Had a very, very busy parade chant.
Announcement. Queen Mindy has selected Kashmir Middle School as her band, and the Chelan Float is her float for the winnings today.
Hey.
Kashmir Middle Float and the Chelan Float. No, Kashmir Middle School Band and the Chelan Float as her selection today.
So the Chelan Float comes to win away with the award, and Kashmir Middle School Band. It's been a delight having you with us. Any reflections, any thoughts?
It just seems like old hat here, Steve. I enjoyed coming. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much. We'll look forward to doing it again. Thank you, Kelly. Numbers of things to talk about before we wrap it all up here today, and we'll be doing reports from a few of these as they unfold. But the Chicken Noodle Dinner is one of the larger fundraising events for a festival. That goes on at the Legion Hall, and does crank that up right now. And the Pig Jig begins at 12 noon, and that is a 2 and 5K event. Still can register for that at the Trout facility. We have going on at the Wapato Point Plaza the Antique and Classic Auto Show. And saw, Jennifer, we saw a lot of spiffy cars.
Oh, I'm very envious of the owners. I mean, mine's a 1965, but it just doesn't look that pretty.
There was one there that was I think it was an old Model T or something like that, but in my cheat sheet it told me that it had a 454 motor in it. I want to go look at the motor.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
This evening we have a couple of items.
Oh, that's right. The pageant gets underway tonight at the high school gym here at Manson at 7 p.m. And the whole evening, the entire weekend, wraps up with the Queen's Ball tonight at the Legion Hall. King Biscuit performing there from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. I also wanted to remind folks that the Cup Show is going on at the Legion Hall, at the Grange Hall throughout the afternoon today.
The Rock and Mineral Club has a gym show going on.
Right.
Same spot out in the yard.
Mm-hmm. And the Manson, I'm forgetting, there's so many things to do out here. It's just wonderful. The Manson 4-H has their petting zoo set up, so bring the kids on out and just spend the day.
And still the snowmobile clubs ready to serve you lunch.
That's right. You can also walk on down to just in front of the Trout building and grab a burger from the Burger Barn. Or you can do both if you're really hungry.
And the money from that whole thing is directly benefiting the community, and that it helps buy those new outfits, uniforms for the school band.
Right, for the Manson Trojans. So that's a real good place to stop and eat.
Have lots of things to see and do. Don't forget the art show's going on all day as well at Allison's.
Oh, some fine art being brought in by Chelan and Manson High School students. Most of the art show awards have already been given, the best of show and awards for drawing and painting and sculpture and photography. But you can go in to Allison's just upstairs and vote for your choice. The People's Choice Award will be awarded after the day today. It's all wrapped up.
Oh, we have a little bit of a parade wouldn't be a parade without a squirt gun fight. And we have one.
Oh, that's
going
one of those high-powered ones.
From the top of the store.
And you would think it would be little boys that would be doing that, but no, it's the big boys that are playing with the water.
We want to also remind of an opportunity tomorrow to go fishing.
That's right. The Bud and Hope Clark Memorial Fishing Party is tomorrow at Lake Chelan Municipal Golf Course. That's all put on by the Lake Chelan Sportsman's Council. It'll be tomorrow from 3 until 5. Every kid under the age of 15 is more than welcome. There are no fees. A two-fish limit, however. The kids 9 years of age and younger will start fishing at 3 p.m. 10 and over will start at 3:30. Lots of prizes to be awarded by the Lake Chelan Sportsman's Council. Once again, that's the Bud and Hope Clark Memorial Fishing Party coming up tomorrow at Lake Chelan Golf Course from 3 until 5 p.m.
Well, Sue, I suppose the work's not over for you.
No, the parade just has wound down, and that's not the end of the work. We've still got a lot to do. We've got to get that pig jig going and the chicken noodles being served.
What happens now for the float? You've got an itinerary. You will be going elsewhere.
Our float travels to 4 parades a year. We always do the Wenatchee Big Festival, the Washington State Apple Blossom Festival. Our festival, we go to Brewster for Bonanza Days, which is normally the second weekend in June, and then we go to Cashmere for their Founders Day, the last weekend in June. We just do the 4 parades. It's a lot of work to get the float into the van and find someone who can spend a whole Saturday hauling it to the parade, dismantling it. Adrian has done it very faithfully for all these years, and we're real proud of her for that, but it is a lot of work.
You have 20-some committees, I would guess, looking at the list of people who, and then they all have folks involved. And this, you know, it takes really hundreds to put this whole thing together.
That's right. It's amazing how people can become involved without even realizing they're being involved. Somebody this morning who's fairly new to the committee was out putting up the barricades. We like everyone to be involved, and some people, maybe all they did was bake a pie for the chicken noodle dinner. But that's being a part of the festival, and that's what Manson's about, is having a community festival, and we thank all of them for doing that.
Thank you very much for joining us today, Sue. Sue Crinkwa, who has for 9 years been chairperson of the Manson Apple Blossom Festival, the 72nd Manson Apple Blossom Festival continuing in Manson. I'm Steve Beichlis.
And I'm Jennifer Martin.
And thanks for joining us.
And thank you, Steve and Jennifer. We're 2 minutes till national international news from the Mutual System. Got some good music for you this afternoon. Scott Brundage still up in the Metau Valley area. We'll be hearing from him shortly. Time for parade up there at 11 o'clock in just a few moments. 49er days continues. Kelly, a great gift idea for Mother's Day from Allison's. It's called Crystallery.
Yes, Ray, and what it is mouth-blown and handcrafted. It's all made in Turkey. It's all just real elegant, simple-cut crystal. What
kinds of pieces you have available, a broad range.
Yes, Ray, from candy dishes to bud vases to big flower vases to all kinds of goody containers.
Just almost something that every mom would cherish and have a great time with. And you'll gift wrap it as well at Allison's in Manson.
May 1st through the 9th are special days in Brewster. It's the Mother's Day sale at Young at Heart, with 20% off store-wide on regularly priced items. This includes spring arrivals like Morning Sun sweatshirts and tees, casual aisle shorts, pants, and tops, and casual coordinates from Donkany, Russ, and more. There's 25% off all junior and missy dresses, too. Even free gift wrapping. Remember, 20% off store-wide at Young at Heart, the clothing store for all ages, with styles you like at prices you can afford.
And good morning, and thank you for joining us this morning. It's 11 o'clock. You're listening to KOZI and KOZI FM Chelan. National International News and a great morning, late morning of music. Currently downtown Chelan, 57 degrees.
A promise of help for inner cities. Arrests in San Francisco. With Mutual News, I'm Joe Walsh. Just back from riot-scarred Los Angeles, President Bush says he'll work with the Democrat-controlled Congress for immediate action on improving life for inner-city residents. In a radio address, Bush said home ownership would be one of those programs.
We must promote new hope through home ownership. And that's the aim behind my HOPE initiative, to give the least advantaged among us a stake in their neighborhood by turning public housing tenants into homeowners.
In the Democratic response, New Jersey Democratic Senator Bill Bradley said the needs are obvious. More jobs, less violence, and stronger families, all in the context of a growing economy that takes everyone to higher ground. More than 500 people were arrested last night during a march to protest the Rodney King verdict. Police say the marchers in San Francisco were arrested because they went off their intended route. But American Civil Liberties Union attorney John Crew says the police forced the marchers off their intended route by blocking the street they were on. Who says the arrests were totally unjustified.
For them to simply round people up for being in a location that the police had forced them being into, from our point of view, is really, you know, a frontal assault on the First Amendment in San Francisco.
Protesters face possible charges of failure to disperse, assault on an officer, and not following police orders. More news in a moment.
Let me tell you about something cool for your pains. You have an ache in your shoulder, pains in your back, a touch of stiffness in your joints. What do? Stay cool and rub on Therapeutic Mineral Ice, a cool blue gel. It rubs on cool, rubs in cool, and soothes away your minor aches and pains. Is it greasy? Wouldn't be cool if it was. Therapeutic Mineral Ice. Tell your pain to cool it. Use only as directed.
Short-term memory loss number 4 here.
Who?
I'm the gift you forgot to get your mom.
Who?
Your mom.